Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Suze sent me an article. And as you might remember from Seinfeld, Suze was a character, sort of, who may have had a friendship with Peterman, but we'll get back to that. The story's from the NJ.com, the NJ Advanced Media, out of New Jersey, written by Anthony Atrino. A New Jersey man sues prosecutors who seized $111,000 7 years ago, but never charged him with a crime. And we've talked about civil asset forfeiture. I understand this. But one of the interesting things about shifting the burden of proof with civil asset forfeiture, as in who has to sue who to get what money back, is if the police take your money from you, okay, they don't then sue you to keep it. They also didn't sue you to take it. They just took it. And if you want it back, you have to take action. And a lot of people, when their stuff gets taken by the police, they assume, well, the police will probably notify me or something or initiate some proceedings or something. But a 52-year-old man in Bergen County has sued prosecutors in two states, claiming detectives raided his home 7 years ago and seized over $111,000 in cash and never charged him with a crime and never returned the money. And this is, you know, standard civil asset forfeiture. It's just not out of a vehicle, but out of a home. In a federal lawsuit, the man of Fort Lee claims that members of the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office came to his apartment with a search warrant on April 2nd, 2014, and seized $111,727 in cash. So the investigators said during the raid they were assisting the district attorney's office in Rockland County, New York, with an investigation, according to the complaint, which has been filed recently in U.S. District Court in New Jersey. The money was later given to the Rockland County Regional Investigative Resource Center's Organized Crime Unit, the lawsuit says, and from there, the cash was moved to a forfeiture fund and paid to various police agencies. So the police came to this guy's home. They came to his came inside with a search warrant. They searched his place, found cash. They found cash. They then took the cash and handed it out to a bunch of other organizations. To date, the plaintiff has not been charged with any offenses related to the property seized. In 2018, he filed a lawsuit in Superior Court of New Jersey to get his money back, but the suit was dismissed for lack of jurisdiction because the state said it did not have the authority to rule on this matter. In the federal complaint, he says that prosecutors in both states violated laws requiring them to charge him with a crime or return the money and for allegedly conspiring to violate his civil rights. A spokesperson for the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office on Friday said, "We don't have any comment on this. We don't have any comment on this." Spokesperson for the Rockland County District Attorney's Office did not immediately return a request for comment on Monday either. The man and his attorney have returned messages seeking comment. Funny how that works. But this is a fairly simple case, and we don't have a lot of facts on it beyond that. We've been talking a lot about civil asset forfeiture, and it takes all different forms. Everything from you're driving down the road, police pull you over, they find you're carrying cash. Or you're doing something the police think is somehow wrong, and they seize your vehicle. Or, you know, they go into a bunch of safe deposit boxes and grab the contents, saying that the landlord is somehow breaking the law, therefore you must be also breaking the law. But in this case, they came into his home with a search warrant and took $111,727 in cash. Now, don't have the search warrant in front of us. Don't know what they were looking for. But presumably, you have a search warrant. It had to have been signed by a judge. And in the application for the search warrant, you have to give the judge an affidavit that is sworn by somebody with knowledge and says that there's probable cause that, you know, they're going to be able to go in here and find something that's going to be evidence of a crime or something of that nature. They can't just get a search warrant to search your house for the fun of it. I mean, if they could do that, it's a whole different ballgame. So presumably the search warrant said, we believe there's something in this house that's tied to a crime. So they went in, they got the search warrant from the judge. They then go into this guy's house and they search it. They find the cash. Assuming that the cash was tied to something in the search warrant, which it had to have been if they seized it, then you should be able to look at the search warrant and go, okay, search warrant says this is what we're looking for, and this is the crime we're investigating, and this is how this cash is tied to this crime. So this is a different kind of case than many of the cases we've talked about before because of the search warrant. So when the police officer pulls you over to the side of the road and searches you for some reason and finds a big wad of cash and goes, oh, think that's the fruit of a crime and just takes it, no search warrant. And so they can make up a reason later as to why they seized it. And that's usually what they do. Here, they had to have the reason before they went in the guy's door. They had the reason, and they put it on a piece of paper, and they swore to it. And a judge said, yeah, that's good enough reason to go into this guy's house and look for money, presumably, because if they took the money and they had a search warrant, the search warrant should have described the money. Okay? So it's an interesting case, and I can see a judge, although I've seen this go both ways, but I can see a judge asking, okay, so you had a search warrant that described the proceeds of a criminal activity that you were going to find if you went inside this guy's home. You went inside this guy's home. You found the evidence you were looking for. So that should seem to support, presumably, the allegations in the search warrant. But search warrants, generally speaking, are investigative tools that are designed to move the ball down the field in a criminal prosecution. Okay? They don't execute search warrants, like I said, just for the fun of it. And so, presumably, they got the search warrant in a case that they're trying to build. When the search warrant is executed successfully, they just got one of the building blocks of their case. So why did the case not proceed? And if the case doesn't proceed, why doesn't he get his money back? And so obviously they're going to say, well, he doesn't get his money back because it's civil asset forfeiture. We're just going to keep it. But I'm very curious to know what's in that search warrant. So I'm sure that'll get hashed out in court through the litigation. And I'm sure it's going to get entered into evidence. And I'm sure that someone's going to look at it and go, okay, because the search warrant's got to lay out what they're trying to investigate and so on. And so if you found what you're looking for and it was a crime, you'd prosecute it. If you found what you're looking for and it wasn't a crime, shouldn't you by definition give the money back? And I think there's a possibility here, and again, we'll have to wait and see how it litigates out, but there's a possibility here that they went in with a search warrant that said, we're looking for this because of this. They found money, but they can't really tie it to what they were originally thinking, but they thought, well, civil asset forfeiture. If it's in our possession now, we can just keep it. And that's how far the pendulum has swung, right? It started out that if you found somebody breaking the law and they had this stuff with them or it's clearly the proceeds of the law they were breaking, you'd prosecute them for breaking the law and you'd seize the money. Now it's gotten to the point where it's just, we got our hands on your money and we're going to keep it. And that's what this has come to. So it's a crazy story out of New Jersey. And I will follow this and see what happens. Unfortunately, litigation could be a year or two. So I'll make a mental note. But from NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com, Anthony Atrino wrote it. New Jersey man sues prosecutors who seized $111,000 7 years ago, but never charged him with a crime, despite the fact they had a warrant, which is what they used to get his money. Crazy story. Thank you, Suze. Feel free to put yourself in the mix. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. While someone is talking to you, instead of thinking your own thoughts, listen to what they have to say.